Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Hello and welcome. So I am currently, the background's looking a bit different, and that is because we are in my new flat. Yeah, I think we're going to mostly be recording from here from now on, most of the time. Because why not? You know, it's cheaper, isn't it, to record in a flat. But yeah, I've basically just moved. I was living in like a crappy little studio flat. And then obviously that was in Bristol. And then I moved to London and I was subletting with some friends. So I couldn't really film there. But now I am in a different flat, and this is it, you know. And what has been going on? Well, what has been going on? Something that happened in the news recently? I don't know.
Any updates on Kate Middleton?
Oh, she has cancer.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so that was well done, Kate, for making me look bad, you know, because I was talking about that and I was taking the piss. I was like, oh, she's a Magaluf. And then not long after I said that, she was like, I've got cancer. So that's her fault for, you know, making me look bad. I don't need any more help being made to look bad. There's been some allegations made about me recently that have just, like, I feel like I should address them because they are quite serious. And I don't want, and I just think, you know, maybe I just want to address all the things that people have been saying about me, basically. Yeah. It's hard to talk about. It's hard to talk about these allegations.
Why don't you start by telling everybody what the allegations are? Or your version of events.
So I was in the park, right? And someone else said they saw me there, right? And they said that they saw me rifling through the dog poo bins. And there's been some people have speculated that there's something that I've been doing with the dog shit. That I've been sort of collecting it. You know, like sort of.
This is not for some kind of weird OnlyFans content, is it?
Nope.
Just had to clarify that.
No. Fecal matter is not allowed on OnlyFans, actually. Yeah, if you're filming a video and you shit yourself, you can't actually upload that to OnlyFans. But yeah, no. So it was some, you know, yes, they saw me walking around, you know, with rifling through dog poo bins, but you know, it's because. I've started a business, a small business. Okay, I wasn't collecting dog shit for sexual reasons. That's what everyone has been claiming, okay? But it's not. I've actually started a small business. I'm making paper out of dog shit. And that is what I've been doing.
Do you want to talk us through the process? I don't know if anyone knows you can make paper out of dog shit, but enlighten us.
So what you do to make paper out of dog shit is you get an old woman and you hand her a bag of dog shit and you say, make paper out of this. And she does it. Yeah, it's amazing what you can find on TaskRabbit. Does TaskRabbit still exist?
I don't know. I came across it once and never used it. And I was like, oh, that's a thing.
Do you think you can get blowjobs on TaskRabbit?
I feel like there's other sex work platforms. Not That's like getting a blowjob from TaskRabbit might be like trying to get a date from Facebook Marketplace.
Weirder things have happened. I dated my electrician.
Definitely tell us more about that, please.
Well, yeah, no. So I remember this was just before lockdown. It was literally like a couple of days before we locked down. I'll get back to the dog shit paper business later, because I know you all want to hear more about that. But so I did actually date my electrician. Well, because I had this pet rabbit and he chewed through a wire to my electric, like to the hot water. So he singed his mouth, the rabbit. He was fine. I took him to the vet, bit of anti-bees. He was fine. And then, but I didn't have any bloody hot water because he bloody chewed through the cable. So I went on that website where it was like adult work. That was a joke. That was a joke. That's where you get prostitutes. No, I went on, I can't remember. It's like some website where you put in the job that you need done and then the electricians or like whatever kind of tradesman it is are like, say what if they can do it and how much it is. And I picked this one guy. And
did you pick him because he was cute or no? Did you see him beforehand?
I don't think I did see him before, no.
Because if you dated him afterwards, was there something subconscious in your head going, I'm going to pick an attractive one?
No, but I hoped that he would be attractive. And he was like kind of attractive. Like, it wasn't like, you know, wasn't like fucking, I don't know. I can't remember. I'm trying to think of someone hot. I can't think. But yeah, he came over and then he was, he fixed the wire or whatever. And we like were chatting a bit and I was just being friendly, I think. But then after he left, he sent me a text and was like, I don't know if this is... Oh, I gave him a 5-star rating. Because he was like, oh, will you give me a rating after? Because you have to rate them, you know, like Uber drivers, like this website. And then he sent me a text being like, oh, afterwards, he was like, because he had my number, he was like, would you want to go for a drink? And I was like, okay, sure. I was like, oh, I did feel like we were maybe flirting a little bit. And then, yeah. And we did go for a drink like a few nights later. We were meant to go for a drink, but then all the pubs closed. And instead we just hung out at mine instead, basically. But then we dated for a few weeks. But then he actually kind of turned out to be a bit of a cunt. So didn't really go anywhere. But yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't unfortunately like one of those like porn stories, you know, where like I slept with him as soon as he, you know, fixed my wires. It was more like he messaged afterwards and we hung out and stuff. But yeah, that was that.
Fixing your wires sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah, exactly.
So on that note, right, what's your opinion on like work, like people who are in work asking people out, like customers or clients or like you know if an electrician asking you out,
well,
inappropriate,
okay.
Or a bartender asking a customer.
So I remember after he asked me out and I'd said yes and like we'd gone on this date or whatever, and he was like, I was so nervous sending that message because he was like, I could have taken it like completely the wrong way and like, you know, like fucking reported him to the website and been like, you creep, because like there is a thing you hear about, like, you know, like Deliveroo people or like Uber Eats people, like delivering food and then like fucking showing up again and like harassing you know, the people they've delivered to and things like that. So like you do hear about that. Like, I remember I went to order some takeaway the other day, and I like looked at the reviews of some place, and someone was like, the driver of this place started harassing my girlfriend, and we had to call the police. And I was like, okay, maybe don't order from there.
That shouldn't be a reflection on the place, though. If it's Uber or Deliveroo, that's like the people that...
Well, I don't know if it was like a driver, like, yeah, from a third party, or if it was like...
But that's like people reviewing something on Amazon, and they give it a bad review because
they
of the delivery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck those people. If you are one of those people who leaves reviews on Amazon or something because you didn't receive it, can you not fucking do that? And you always see the dislikes. The dislikes are always like way down, and it's because it's annoying. You know, you want to know about the product. Take that up with Amazon, not the fucking product, yeah? The product didn't arrive at your door and then grow a pair of legs and walk off. It's not the product's fault.
Or it could be like a really good book that gets a shit review because the delivery fucked up. That's silly.
What is wrong with you guys? Fucking idiots.
So back to the professional setting. Which jobs are more inappropriate to ask somebody out?
I think like Uber Eats and food and driving, Uber drivers. I think because firstly, you're in a vulnerable position when you're hungry.
You know? Anything involving your house is a bit scary. Yeah. If the person knows where you live, and if you say no to the date and they get weird.
Yeah. I guess you could, I mean, that electrician, he messaged me afterwards. But like, yeah, you are taking a risk.
You're taking a risk that you could be fired from your job if it goes pear-shaped or something.
I guess I was flirting a bit, so he sussed out pretty. You've got to like suss it. I mean, if she's giving you something back, or he, you know, like there's something going back and forth, then maybe. But if they're just like, oh, thank you, and take the food or whatever, they don't. But if they take, they're like, oh, handsome. And like, oh, look at you handsome man. You know, if you're delivering food. This is that goes out to all my Uber Eat followers. I have, apparently all delivery drivers watch this podcast. Did you know that?
I didn't. How did you get that statistic?
No, I don't know. I just did.
Is that like a YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube plugin. Yeah, it's in YouTube analytics.
So what's your thoughts on either customers asking bartenders out or bartenders asking customers out?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, you reckon it's fine? Interesting. Yeah. But like, I feel like there's a male-female divide. Like if a bloke is drinking and asks...
I've asked a bartender out before and he said no. Yeah. Well, no, he said he had a girlfriend.
Oh, it's not a full no, but then...
But it's like, if you really want it, you'd cheat on your girlfriend. No, I'm joking.
Do you condone cheating? What's your views on people that have secret affairs?
I think... If you were married for like a really, really long time and you maybe just had like... And you generally, your marriage was great and you maybe had like a one night stand sometime. Who needs to know?
Do you think there's a lot of people that know they're being cheated on, but just let it slide?
Yeah.
They might have a certain lifestyle. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to lose the house. We have kids.
I mean, look, if I was married to Jeff Bezos, right, and he was like, you know, going back to Amazon. If I was married to Jeff Bezos and he was fucking around, I wouldn't fucking care. I'd be like, okay.
So the way up is if you're getting a certain lifestyle in return.
Yeah. So Jeff Bezos. Is it Bezos? Bezos?
I thought it was Bezos.
Bezos. Jeff Bezos. If you are looking for a new wife, you can marry me and I will let you cheat on me. Although I'm sure he already has that deal already.
I think if you've agreed that it's not technically cheating. It's only cheating if you go against an agreement.
But also, there are things that I can offer as a wife, okay? So these are things I can offer as a wife.
This will be good. Your fans want to hear this.
Yeah. So I am... Yeah, I mean, you're an entrepreneur, Jeff Bezos. I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I just recently started a small business making paper out of dog shit. So, you know, and I too like to mistreat my employees. I mean, I haven't allowed you to eat for about 24 hours, have I?
No, but I snuck a biscuit.
Right, well, I'll deal with that later.
I don't know why I keep coming back.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, it's part of the slave contract.
Feels like some kind of weird abusive relationship that I can't get out of.
Yeah, well, you know, your family is in debt to me, so, yeah.
I'm here off my own free will.
Yeah.
Everybody. I think.
But I also, you know, have my army of elderly women who make paper out of dog shit. And I make them urinate in bottles. We talked about that recently, didn't we? Drinking wee. They don't drink their wee in Amazon. They just wee in the bottles. Or do they? I'd like to think they're not drinking their wee in the Amazon warehouse.
I presume you've seen all the bottles of piss around London. Like, it's funny, but it's actually quite sad when you think about it. Have you seen bottles of piss around sides of roads?
Yeah, why? What does that mean, though?
Apparently, it's delivery drivers, like Amazon and the likes, they're so overworked that they can't even stop and have a piss. So they're pissing in the bottle and throwing it out the van. That's how, you know.
Oh, are we sure it's that? Or is it just people pissing in bottles for the fun of it?
Well, that's what we don't know for sure, but people say.
I think it's just people. I mean, the amount, for example, I remember like being on the bus with, this is when we were like 18, and I was with my mates and we were going into town and my friend was like, I'm going to piss in a bottle. And he pissed in a bottle when we were on the top deck of the bus and then just like threw it out the window. So, I mean, there's stuff like that.
I mean, if you got to go, you got to go, but don't be a dick.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it was freshers and, you know, yeah. I'm trying to think, what's the weirdest place I've pissed? Probably nowhere that weird. Toilets, China. I went to China and the toilets, you got to squat there. Do you know that?
Not China. I saw it in Thailand and another country. I have seen it. The squat squat loos. They're an adjustment. If you're used to a Western toilet, squat loos.
So if you've ever tough. So sometimes when you go to like the proper like Chinese restaurants in like London that maybe get a lot of Chinese tourists, like they'll have the Western toilets and then they have the signs being like, do not squat on this toilet. Like don't stand on the rim and squat. Just use it like a normal. Toilet.
Speaking of
a normal toilet. Oh my god, that's so Western centric of me. Eurocentric of me. Say normal is associated with Western. Wow, check my racism right there. Yeah, this is. We need to, you know, call each other out on these things.
Good job for checking yourself.
Yeah, I mean, because I was like saying all those racial slurs earlier, and you were like, you know, maybe just stop. And I was like. No, you're not seeing your family for another 2 weeks.
So the other side of that coin is Japanese toilets. What do you know about Japanese toilets?
I mean, they're heated and shit.
They're like magic toilets. And apparently, once you have a Japanese toilet, you can't go back.
Yeah, the Chinese
they're not just heated. They like squirt water on your bits.
Yeah, the Chinese really drew the short straw in terms of, you know, East Asian technology around toilets, I guess. Compared to the, if you were to compare, you know, like I feel like British toilets are better than French toilets. Because, I mean, they have them squat toilets in France. Have you been?
No,
they do.
I haven't seen that in France.
They do. Do you know why I know this? Well, firstly, I've seen them. But they do them in France. Well, like, they're like the French toilets where they're just, it's just like a hole in the floor. Like a, they do genuinely have those in France.
I didn't know they had
them. They've now mostly do just like the good proper British normal toilets. That's what we celebrate on this podcast. Good British normal toilets.
Are you sure they're British toilets?
Sat on by good normal British people.
I mean, it wasn't only like 100 years ago where people were throwing their feces out their front window.
No, that was the Irish. No, British.
That was a thing in Victorian England, I'm telling you.
Just don't think so. No, we've always had excellent plumbing. Since before plumbing existed, we had plumbing. So, no, you can do in London. Maybe we should make that a YouTube video. You can do a tour of the sewers, Victorian sewers. We should do that as day out. Film it, shouldn't we?
Let's see. Yeah. See if your fans are interested in that. Yeah. See if there's any.
We'll see if I get more than 10 views.
No, do your usual comment below if you want to see.
Yeah, comment below if you want to see me do a tour of the sewers in London, and then maybe I'll show you how I make paper out of dog shit. But what was I saying? France, yes. Do you know why I know that also? Because this is a story my family told. I think I was, I don't think I was alive then. But they went on holiday, my like mum and her family and her aunt. So they were camping and like the campsite showers were closed one morning and they were like, why? And it turned out like my great aunt had done a shit in the shower because she thought it was one of them French toilets in the night. Because it's like, yeah, but it was a shower.
If a public toilet gets closed down and you realize it's your fault, that must be a hard thing to take on board. Like, uh-oh, that was me. Mm. I did that. I mean,
you could say gay men have a lot to answer for that. I mean, they get a lot of public toilets shut down.
No, I don't think. No, they're doing different things in the toilets.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if you're the one that needs. If you're the reason the plumber needs to be called out.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the men, like they had closed down the toilets and they're like, you know, there's. Because of the gay men cottaging there. Like, I wonder if there was one day where they would, like, what pushed them over the edge? Like, what pushed the. Like, whatever it may be, like, I guess, like the council. Yeah. What. Do you think maybe just one day the council people were like, there was just like an orgy that pushed them over the edge? Do you know what I mean? Like they knew guys been meeting there for ages and they're like, that's fine, whatever. But then one day they were like, enough is enough. Do you think maybe there was like a massive orgy?
What, that like brought in a new law? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. No, not a new law, because it's not a law. They just would shut down public toilets. They've shut down quite a few public toilets because men keep meeting there.
Is that the actual reason?
Yeah.
I thought it was like...
And money.
People used to get mugged and stuff in them.
A lot of them is because of people just keep having sex in them. Mostly men.
Men are a feral, feral bunch.
Yeah, men, right...
Do you think it's safe to say most of your audience is men? So, you know, you're talking to a lot of men here, so...
Yeah, I don't think many of them are gay, though. No, bisexual men, of course. You know, I'm sure there's lots of bisexual men watching this.
I think your audience has expanded a little bit beyond your spicy content. I like to think so anyway, but you never know.
Yep. Hopefully my dad is watching this. Hi, Dad. Just, like, try not to, like, I don't know, fucking jizz everywhere, man. You know? Can you tell that to the men? When Nixon...
I think you've done it. They listen. Yeah, right, okay. They listen to you more than they listen to me.
Well, when you... I'll say this... When I see some of my other male friends later, I'll tell them as well. I'll say, can you just not jizz everywhere? I'll make sure I tell my dad and my brother as well. I'll say, can you just stop fucking jizzing everywhere?
I don't think all men are jizzing everywhere.
I think they bloody are.
Hashtag not all men.
I mean, you do know that, you know, International Men's Day, I think it's in like November.
Yeah, but the only time anyone ever mentions that is on International Women's Day, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, But, you know, they started that day because men kept jizzing everywhere. And that was International Day just to remind men that they don't have to jizz everywhere.
I think everyone should just keep the jizzing to private. That's my general motto. Don't you agree?
I do.
Good.
You know, that's something I'm willing to get on board with, guys. Stop jizzing in public.
I'm glad we agree on that, Kat, because I don't think we can be business partners if we disagree.
Yeah.
And yeah, I said business partners.
Yeah.
That's the narrative we're sticking to.
Yes. But I remember I did see a man. I mean, you see men wanking sometimes. I remember, I saw a man furiously wanking in public in Prague.
Wow.
I remember. And a man taking his shit in the street.
I mean, they're...
In Prague.
They're two very different things. Like, as in, the motivation to do both of those things are very, very different. You should never do either in public.
Yeah.
But one of them has very weird, creepy connotations.
Yeah. One of them was on the metro, and it was like, I mean, it's that thing they want women to see and go, ugh, like that's what they get off on.
I remember years and years ago, I was on a double-decker bus in Dublin, right? And there was a guy sitting like halfway down the bus.
Mm.
And he was a bit rough around the edges, but he's like, you know, whatever, he was harmless. And a dad and their kid got on. And just as they were walking down, the guy went, oh, don't go down there. Someone took a dump in the back seat. And I was just like, what? But like, it's like he was really nice about warning the kid, which was nice. But also, who the fuck took a dump on the back seat of
the
bus?
Oh my God. And did you smell it?
I couldn't. I was sitting up the front or something. I couldn't. I didn't want to get any closer to investigate it. So I don't know how bad it was, but I just remember thinking this guy was really nice to tell the child not to go down there.
Yeah. Wow. Polite society over in Ireland, I guess. Yeah.
Dublin is a great city, but it's got... Yeah.
Over here, we would rather see someone sit in a shit on the back of a bus.
Oh, as in you wouldn't warn them?
No, wouldn't warn them.
I mean, if you get to the point where you just sit down, then something's wrong.
I saw earlier, I was just a minute, I was in an Argos, yeah. And there was like some woman, I don't know, she was like talking to like cashier for ages, and like her son was like playing around with a shopping trolley. The shopping trolley had like a drawstring on it, and he was like wrapping it around his neck. And I was like, shall I say something? Shall I be like, stop doing that? But I don't want the woman to, I don't want her to be like, oh, maybe I'm accusing her of not watching her child, but then she wasn't really.
I mean, that's dodgy. If somebody could have hit that trolley, the trolley could have went flying and choked the kid. But here's a question. At what point, and I think age is a factor, if a kid is doing something ridiculous in public, do you say something to the kid or do you say something to the parent? And then age is probably a factor. But what would you say?
I think say something to the kid. Like I was about to be like, oh, honey, like don't do that. You know, or oh, just maybe don't, you know, take that off your neck. It's a bit dangerous. Rather than, because then if you said it to the parent, you sort of got to be like, will you tell your kid off? Whereas I guess if you say it directly to the kid, it can be more like, oh, you want them to be safe, you know? Like, oh, don't cross.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely not questioning someone's parenting skills saying that because it's safety. Although maybe it's like telling the parent that you're not watching your kid enough. Maybe that's what it sounds like. People get weird about like, don't tell me how to parent.
Yeah.
Parenting.
But I'm an excellent parent.
Are you a parent?
Yeah, I've got 5 kids.
Do you want to tell us about them?
Yes. They are I have 5 of those reborn dolls.
I think I know what they are, but
they are,
enlighten us, enlighten your audience.
They are the dolls that you, that are meant to be like babies.
Oh, okay.
And they like, yeah. No, I did, you know, I was just thinking about those because I was on Facebook Marketplace earlier and someone was selling a reborn doll. And I was like, what kind of fucking weirdo? Like, you think someone has that, but then someone else is going to go and pick that up and buy that doll from them. And I'm like, I want to, I mean, it'll be women. It'll be two women, I'm sure. But it'll be like, I would like to see the meeting of those two women as one has the reborn doll and hands it over to the other one. Like, here's your fake baby.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah. And before people be like, oh, maybe women do it who don't, you know, who, you know, they can't have kids and they want to feel like, get a fucking pet. Get a pet.
Yeah, get something that's
not a fucking doll.
Get something that's alive. Aren't those dolls for like children?
No, these are ones for adults.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they're like really lifelike.
Yeah, but I thought the dolls were for kids, but like inherently that's just like...
No, they, it's like a whole host of like, there's like all these women who... I see quite a lot of them on TikTok and they like, they like have these reborn dolls and they like... And they go live with these reborn dolls and they're like...
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing.
Social media has some weird...
avenues. Men are weird. Men are weird and freaky, but women are fucking weird too. I think sometimes we don't talk about how fucking weird women can be too.
Well, as a woman, do you want to list off some weird stuff?
Well, I'm not
stuff? Weird. No, but do you want to list off some stuff that women, that weird stuff that women could do or that you've heard of? Enlighten your mostly male audience.
Well, firstly, I won't go too much into it because it's not a very funny topic, but I like watching those interviews. What is it? Like, you know, the soft white underbelly interviews. Do you know the ones I mean?
I don't know.
Oh, where he like, he's that guy and he interviews the people who have been through like a lot of trauma. And
oh yeah. I think I know that style. Yeah.
And the amount of the people and they talk about their trauma and like their trauma is inflicted by like equal parts men and women, like, do you know what I mean? Like doing horrible things when they're kids, and it's like equal part, and it's like a lot of them recall from women and men. But I won't keep talking about that because it's just a bit of a bummer to talk about.
We want to keep the podcast life.
But also women, I don't know, like I've had some women. Well, I have like male friends who are in like the industry, OnlyFans, or not even the OnlyFans industry. Like I've known men who like are famous for, like I have some family working like TV and things. And they get really fucking weird comments and messages from women. You know, women be thirsty and horny. And acting inappropriately too. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a double standard. Mm. You hear these stories of like Hindus and the stripper and the girls, the women are like happy to touch the men. And whereas if that was the other way around, you know, men at a stag do can't touch the stripper. Mm. But apparently it's okay for women. Let's talk
Although I will say male strippers, they tend to do that thing where they like, literally where they like make the woman touch them.
Well yeah, there's a weird line
that, like
there is a line there, but it's definitely,
or they'll get like whipped cream off their dick or something,
but it's definitely a double standard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, women, yeah, well I mean, yeah, they have them reborn babies.
Have you, in the OnlyFans world, not just OnlyFans, just adult content, whatever we want to call it, do you know anyone, have you ever come across anyone, like a woman who has an OnlyFans, but she's got a very specific niche, like it's not just get naked, it's not just, you know, masturbation, it's like something that's very specific.
Yeah, I knew, there was someone who I saw who just did farting content.
I've heard of that, that's...
she just did farting. Oh, and her Reddit page was, this is me after I've eaten XYZ. And she was just farting her clothes.
A podcast guest mentioned that recently. That we haven't
Lana. We were talking about Lana because how we get quite a lot of farting requests. But there are creators who do solely farting content. Because you can fart on OnlyFans. You can't shit or piss, but you can fart.
What do you reckon it is? What do they want? I don't know.
Why don't... That'd be a good question to ask men on the street. Why do you guys... What do you think would be sexy about farting?
Yeah, is it like the sound? Is it the look of the butthole? Is it a smell? It's weird. It's one that I never could wrap my head around.
Obviously, I don't judge, like, because, you know, like, people, you can make, like, you know, you get off what you get off to, but that, I guess I just don't understand.
Yeah, we're not kink shaming here. We're trying to figure out the nuance.
I don't understand. Yeah. Sorry, I keep looking out the window just because, you know, passers by. I'm waiting for a virgin to come up. Virgin to arrive.
Is there an app where you just find virgins?
Yes. No, I'm waiting for the Virgin Media Man because I don't have Wi-Fi, so I'm just keeping an eye out for him.
Well, we're past the half.
Shall I ask?
We're past the halfway mark.
Well, so what shall I ask him? So, what can you tell men to stop jizzing everywhere?
Well, I mean, if you seem to have a pattern of...
I'm assuming he's a man. Could be a woman.
That was...
Wow.
That was an assumption, but you have a pattern of asking out tradesmen and stuff, so maybe this guy will be cute.
Yeah. Let's be real, we'll be a man, though. It's not going to be a woman.
Most likely, but, you know, yeah. Who knows? What if we give you a little dare to, like, flirt with the Virgin Media Man?
No.
See what happens, and you can tell us on the next episode.
I'll ask him.
It's probably a bit dangerous, just being in your house and all.
Yeah, I don't want him to come back. Come back or report me. Then there really will be allegations against me. Not that those allegations were fake that I spoke about before. Those are real allegations. Just want to make that clear. Genuinely. Apologies to... You know, the dog community for taking their poo. But I'll ask the Virgin Media Man. I'll say, you know, why do men jizz everywhere? Why do you like farting so much? And
should I stick around with the camera and film it or not? Probably not. We'll need to get his consent.
I think I'll make it a secret side project. Mm. Yeah. I think it's sort of haven't spoken much about it before, but yeah, I'm in London now. London. And what is London life? Now I'm a Londoner. There are, you know what? People always say Londoners, they're so miserable, whatever. But I just haven't really found that. Do you think they're proper miserable? They are if you're going around the centre in rush hour. But generally, wherever you live in London, you do build up a little community.
Years ago, I came up with this little thing. Instead of, like, people go, oh, New Yorkers are assholes and... You know, people in Sydney are assholes and Londoners are assholes. Here's what I've come up with. I call it big city itis. When you're in a big city, you have shit to do. You got places to go, especially like downtown or central or whatever. Yeah. You're running around the place. You have shit to do. If someone stops you to ask you something, you're like, I'm in the middle of something, mate. And most people get used to just being in their own little bubble, running around, and therefore they come across meaner than they actually are. But if you're in a pub or friends of friends or in a scenario with a load of Londoners, they're all lovely. It's just people in big cities who are on the street living their life, they come across as rude. But you have that English cliche of, like, up north everyone says hello to everyone.
Yeah.
Does that happen in Bristol?
Yeah. Depends. Yeah. I mean, when you're in London, like, you know, if you have your local shop, you make friends with the local shop person and things like that.
Do you have you made friends with anyone, any business owners around here yet? Too early?
Oh, no, I've been here 2 days. Oh. But I was somewhat friendly with what... I don't know if I should say this.
Go on, say it. We can always cut it out.
So, one of the girls I was living with was fucking the man who ran the local shop.
Is that really a big secret? It doesn't sound too sinister.
But it was pretty... Well, it's just because it's not my gossip.
Okay.
I don't think she's watching this.
As long as you don't name them.
No.
Like, the hypothetical...
But she fucked the local greengrocer, so... You know, yeah, there definitely is a community spirit in London because, yeah, I know someone who is fucking, you know, yeah, the local greengrocer or like the boss man, I guess you might say. You know, like boss man.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you know, the guy who like owns, although I guess it's less than off license, more of like a grocery store.
As long as you're not breaking up a family.
No, I think he was single.
Well, that's fine. You talked about it like it was very sinister.
No.
That's fine.
Yeah. I remember when I lived in Brighton, we made good mates with the guy who ran the shop when we were students, and he gave us like some free lemons one time. That was good time. And then he got fired. Wait, so he was like the manager and he got fired. And I remember we went in one day and the owner was there and we were like, "Where's so and so?" And he was like, "Got fired." He kept giving out free stuff and I was like, "Oh."
Yeah, I don't think you can give a free stuff unless it's your store.
Yeah. I mean, I took them lemons and I didn't think about the consequences. But instead, a man lost his job. Probably then might have even lost, you know, all his money and maybe had to go back to, you know, the country he came from. And that might be solely because I took those lemons. Did I get a man? Did I ruin a man's life? Because I took lemons? Perhaps.
You should find him on social media and reach out and say sorry. Yeah. Just give him a free month to your OnlyFans.
Yeah, true. You know, because that's probably worth about the same amount as a bunch of lemons. So,
do you have any fan questions to answer or anything?
No.
Normally, you're prepped with this. No.
No, I didn't prepare much today. I'm going to guess what some fan questions are. Okay, I'm going to pretend this is some problems that you guys are having. So one fan messaged and said that he just found out that his mother is actually his auntie, and that his auntie, so his mother is actually his aunt, who was a nun and got pregnant but couldn't raise it because she was a nun, and so she gave it to her sister. That's actually from The Sopranos, but
it also sounds like something an EastEnders storyline once a decade.
Yeah, no, it's from The Sopranos. Catholics,
no comment.
Yeah. Do the Irish and the Italian get along?
There is weird cultural similarities with Catholic nations. Mm. Here's a fun fact.
Mm.
The statistic might be made up, but 90% of Italian people in Ireland run chip shops, fish and chip shops. Genuinely, I'm not even making a joke. It's a thing. Like, all of the chippers we called them in Dublin, all of the chippers I used to go to were ran by Italians. I used to work for one when I was like 15. True story.
It's funny, all the Italians in England, generalizations, all the Italians I met in like Bristol and Brighton and stuff, they're all like young crust punks. There's a real thing around Italian crust punks, and they are all in, and they all gather in like Bristol and Brighton. I guess there's just a bit more going on here, and they sort of can't. But I mean, Italy, when I went there, I went Naples, very, very fun. Like Naples. I'm going Sicily in April, actually. But yeah, there's quite a like anarchist vibe to Italy. I guess because they had a sort of fascist dictator, you know. Same with Spain. There's sort of like, there's a weird mix of like, they're super like macho and like, you know, conservative, but then there's also like some real sort of anarchist cross punk kind of vibes going on there.
Okay, so I want you to take a minute and tell your listeners exactly what a crust punk is. I'm pretty sure I know.
Crust punk.
Just in case people don't
know. Living in Bristol, I feel like, you know, you just, your vibe with the crust. Crust punk, so they're the punk, they're punky, but they're more like, they live in, instead of like, I don't know, wearing Doc Martens, they wear shoes. They might not wear shoes. They might like be like shoe. So I actually knew a guy who didn't wear shoes for a year because he said shoes were a capitalist construct. And he didn't wear them for, that was like at uni. That was in Brighton, of course. But he's fucking weird. He was like one of those people who's like, he was like vegan, but now he's gone like full carnivore. Like he's like carnivore, like.
It's like the type of people that need to have something they need, to make a statement. Yeah.
See, he was like part of that sort of like, you know, that, you know, there's like sort of leftists. I feel like in the sort of 2010s, and then they sort of, in a sort of reactionary move, they kind of want to do what agitates people the most. So at the time it was like left, you know, like leftism. I'm going to be like an anarchist. I've just left, I've started uni, I'm going to be an anarchist. And then, and now they're sort of like, their reactionary thing is to be sort of like alt-right kind of, you know, there's a bit of a sort of,
yeah, like, it's like people just want to do stuff to make a statement, not
piss people off,
not to actually like, yeah, stand for something.
No, he didn't wear shoes because they're a capitalist construct. And what I was saying, cross punks, I mean, so they've got like the, they'll have like a tunnel and probably like a rat tail dreadlock. And they probably wear like a high vis vest they found on the street. And yeah, they're punky, but they're crusty and they live in a squat. And
do you reckon the old school punks would appreciate them or think they're stepping on their turf?
I mean, who are the old school punks nowadays? I mean, they sort of don't really, they're sort of not there around. Old school punks, I guess, are a bit more like, I guess I think of as like London Camden punks.
I was just going to say Camden. If you go to Camden, you'll see some old school punks. And you'll see some young, you'll see some young people living, carrying the old school punk torch.
Yeah. But it's a bit, but a lot of them don't really stand for anything anymore. They're just like wear Doc Martens, don't they?
Well, it's
like Camden punks.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, music is a big part of it. You like a certain type of music, you become a certain type of person, and then
mods.
Are mods still a thing?
They fucking are. You ever been bank holiday August Monday in Brighton? They all drive down on their mopeds and they swarm the fucking city. Enough with the mods. I've had enough of mods. No, I think mods is just, I really dislike that haircut. Do you know what I mean?
Like the Beatles 60s type haircut or not?
No, it's more of the like Gallagher brothers. Like, so it's the mod, but then they with the sideburns.
Oh, yeah, got you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I don't.
Like something straight out of a Shane.
Have mods done anything interesting in 20 years? No. sorry, I've got beef with mods.
Maybe all the mods will come out of the woodwork now and
yeah, they will.
And not like your video.
Yeah. No, I think it's just from when I was living in Brighton, there's just like mods everywhere. And it's like, oh, why aren't you? And like there, and they'll be like listening to the kind of music they listen to that's new and fresh and exciting to them is like, I don't know, fucking, I can't remember who's there's like that, I don't know, there's like these male singers and they all sound the fucking same and I've forgotten like what they're called.
Like the indie kids or not?
No, it's not. No, because look, I was an indie kid, so I appreciate indie, but mod is like a different breed. Like, I don't know, Jake Buck or something, or like, I've got a name. You name them down below, people. You know, if we had the internet, if the Virgin had come, we'd be able to Google it right now and think of who I'm talking about. But no. Right? So it's me, raging war against the mods. Okay? I've had enough. I say this while wearing a Burberry shirt. I've had enough of you in your fucking, what is it they wear? They wear Burberry.
Burberry has had a funny journey over the years.
Yeah.
Burberry.
I'm bringing it back.
It's, I mean, I can see that. Do you know, have you ever seen, like, there was a, was it the 90s or the 2000s where, well, in Dublin and Ireland anyway, Burberry was associated with, like, you know, the both the chavvy kids and like the football hooligans.
Mm.
And then, like, so you got to know the Burberry design, but then you would see like a rich woman in her 60s wearing Burberry. Mm. And it just feels very different.
Yeah, no. I remember they had a controversy recently. Burberry, but like, they like did a PR thing in like a greasy spoon in London. Like, they did like a fashion pop-up thing there. But then people were like angry because they were like, oh, it's appropriating like working class culture, because they said it was a greasy spoon, but it was like this like fancy greasy spoon. And I was like, hang on, I don't know, right? I'm a middle class person, okay, and I've always gone to greasy spoons. I think when it comes to the British, beans on toast is not a solely working class thing. Beans on toast goes across the classes. I guarantee the Queen ate beans on toast.
Don't you think there's a tipping point somewhere in the middle classes?
No.
No.
I am telling you, I've spent a lot of time around a lot of middle class people, even really fancy middle class people, and they will still eat beans on toast.
It's a staple.
It goes beyond, you know, class barriers and gender barriers, you know, men and women, age barriers,
so
young and old.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put cheese on your beans on toast?
Well, I'm vegan.
Oh, yeah. Scratch that then. Scratch that.
But occasionally, I don't really buy vegan cheese much, but sometimes I have. But no, when I was vegetarian, I did used to put cheese on, and I'd put Worcester sauce on. But you know that's made of anchovies, so I can't make it.
I didn't.
No. Worcester sauce.
So, let's get to the bottom of how you pronounce that. Break that word down.
Worcester.
People have a problem. People have, especially Americans, they can't wrap their head around that word.
Do you know what? So I found that recently about the Irish is they eat.
Here we go.
They eat like chicken in bread.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yeah. The chicken fillet roll is
right. So what is
okay? It's the it's a very specific breaded chicken fillet.
Right.
Cut up and put
a schnitzel.
Nah, no, like a smaller than a schnitzel.
Just like a nugget.
Bigger than a nugget, smaller than a schnitzel. You can definitely get them here. It's just people don't cut them up and put them in rolls. But yeah, a staple of Irish culture is the chicken fillet roll.
Really?
You cut up a chicken fillet and you put it in a French baguette with either lettuce, mayo, whatever you want really. But it's a huge thing in Ireland. There's a pretty popular Irish podcaster that done a whole podcast episode about the lore of the chicken fillet roll.
Right.
Blind Boy. The Blind Boy podcast. If anyone wants to look that up, PC.
Okay, what the fuck? Shouting out another podcast. This should be the only podcast you're listening to. If you listen to this podcast, I don't want you listening to anything else. In fact, I would rather you not even watch the news. I'll deliver your news, okay, from
see,
now on.
See, you're getting all dominatrixy to your fans. Is that your brand?
It's not dominatrixy. It's dictator.
Oh wow! I thought.
Yeah. This is the number one fascist podcast in the Philippines, but not fascist in like a racist sense. Fascist in just that I'm the leader and you gotta do what I say. Yep. Yep. Yes. On that note,
the views of Cap Baker are not reflected of on Cap Baker's podcast producer, me. I might cut that bit out.
I don't know. You are pretty into fascism. You did say that earlier.
That's a lie. 5 minutes, Kat. Wrap it up with something interesting.
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you something interesting, okay? So, oh, King Charles was seen recently. His fingers looked pretty normal. I had a look. I tried to zoom in. I said, are they looking particularly sausagey?
Isn't that like a symptom of like heart disease or something like dark? It's like something legit.
I think it's a symptom of inbreeding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And, you know. But we love the inbreds that watch this podcast. Shout out to you. But no, I mean, yeah, he did have some fat sausage fingers and they're looking a bit. I was thinking the fact that they both found out they have cancer at the same time. Do you think they just like the royal family? Do you think they just like they all sort of go as like a big expensive like scan like once a year?
They definitely have access like, to the greatest healthcare.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason the Queen lived to, what, 165 or something?
That I fucking pay for, right? Can I just say, I am flashing my gash on OnlyFans, and that money is going towards fucking King Charles's sausage fingers. Think about that.
That could be a statement to end this episode.
Yeah. Fuck you, King Charles. Give me my money back. Put them sausage fingers in them pockets and hand it back over. But anyway, this has been the Cat Baker Show podcast. The longest running podcast in the world, number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, the number one person in the UK, Cat Baker. And, you know, go click like and subscribe and all that other jazz. Check out my links and I'll see you in the next one.